Good morning, a Monday morning, and we're with our political David. Observer, Alan Chartok. Mondays are tough for people, Alan, but what makes it easier is to have a radio station, your friend, really, WAMC, that's there for you each and every day, no matter what. And we have that lockbox, Alan, that's filling up fast at WAMC.org.
David, that's extremely well put. It is a community that we have made together. You know it. We all know it. You want to do everything to not only keep it, but make it better all the time. And we're always trying to make it better. I think of people, as you know, like our wonderful young news director, Ian Pickus, who's quite a hero and who really works assiduously at making every single story count, working with all of our many bureau chiefs all over the place. This stuff doesn't just happen. It happens because we have all understood how important it is to do this. But it's only with everybody's help that we can do it. And in a world filled with terror and tremor and climate deniers and terrible hurricanes as a result and all of these things, Supreme Court, which is going to be looking at gerrymander this year, David, and we're going to be wanting to listen to every moment of it to see whether or not this democracy will fulfill its potential.
The other terror that's occurring we don't want to avoid in the news this morning is this shooting in Las Vegas, which sounds like a machine gun during a country music concert in front of the Mandalay Bay Casino in Las Vegas. We're hearing about the gunman being killed.
Look, right now, as we speak early in the morning, we don't know. Depending on what we learn about all of the facts surrounding this, we just have to assume that somebody has decided that the way you make the biggest impact is to do something like this. To some degree, this has been happening with such regularity around the world, Canada, Europe, that people really have to watch their steps. And that this is the way in which either people who are frankly insane or who are trying to make a political statement operate. And it gets the attention that they certainly want and are willing, as we have said it before, to give up their lives to do this. And that is what makes them so particularly lethal. It's really an awful situation, and we have to just keep on having courage, because if we don't, they win.
Another terror being nuclear, of course. We see President Trump seeming to undercut Rex Tillerson, his own Secretary of State, as he belittled the prospect of a diplomatic resolution with North Korea, saying it was a waste of time.
Well, this clearly is the way that Trump is thinking, which is you have a Secretary of State, you authorize that person to do his job, you appoint him, he's a major business leader in the United States, and then you say, go ahead and do what you need to do. He negotiates, and then Trump says, oh, it's a waste of time. Parenthesis, we really have to bomb these people. We really have to go to war with them. So now you have this sort of whipsaw effect. If you want to believe the Secretary of State, you believe the Secretary of State. And in Trump's mind, otherwise, I will make these dire threats, which will give more impetus to the negotiation. It's a hell of a way to negotiate because it risks nuclear war.
Well, it made it to Saturday Night Live on the weekend after President Trump tweeted Saturday from his New Jersey golf club, lashing out at the mayor of San Juan after she criticized federal recovery efforts in the wake of Hurricane Maria. The mayor stood up for herself and said she was parroting what the general down there said he needed, which was more resources.
Well, David, the mayor is a populist, somebody who goes out and says what she thinks, and is probably now one of the most popular people in the world. The debate between the mayor of San Juan and Alec Baldwin, it was hysterical, and Baldwin is just a man for all times. I think he probably deserves the Nobel Prize.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, it's real easy. WAMC.org. Put something in, and that means more time for WAMC programming that you want when it comes to the on-air fund drive.
David, it's getting real close. We have about halfway to go on the lockbox. There are two things that can happen. You can get Harry Belafonte tickets. We started with close to 1,000, I think, and now we're down to 400. In addition, there are a few tickets left for the Capitol Steps, $150 a pair for either of them. In the Capitol Steps, you get the CD also. But in the end, there's only one reason. It's not to go to a concert, not to go to a discussion. It's to just support this radio station, which is so important to you. And you know it, because when you meet me on the streets, you tell me that.
WAMC.org. Thank you.